Laughter cackled on the unnatural wind that swept down between the slopes of Tir Elenith and Anil Kathrin. The sky was heavy with clouds of purple and green, blazes of black and red flashing across the chaotic storm. The stench of sulfur and decay carried along the gorge, heralding the demonic host boiling up from the plains towards the mountains in the south of Ulthuan. On the dark volcanic slopes stood Anarion. Gold shone from his armor and his tapered shield and the tip of his long spear. Around him were arranged the lords of elves, swathed in scales of silver, adorned with sapphire and emerald. No less shimmering were the scales of the dragons that circled overhead, watching for the approaching chaotic horde, red and blue, bronze and ebon. Anarion gazed down the long valley, lifting a long-fingered hand to shield his dark eyes against the magical glare above. Black hair trailed from beneath the Phoenix King's gilded helm and whipped across his scarlet cloak. Behind him stood Eorloran, a golden stave in hand from which flew the banner of Anarion. The white of death embroidered with a phoenix rising from multicolored flames. The Lord of the Anars watched in silence as Anarion turned to his left, where stood Kalador the Dragon Tamer, Mage Lord of Ulthuan. It was by Kalador's hand that the Phoenix King's armor and weapons had been forged in the temple of the smith god Vol, hidden amongst the fires of the volcanoes behind the elven army.
The time has come for you to unleash such enchantments as you possess, Kalador.
The Dragon Tamer turned his gaze upon his king, eyes alight with mystical energy.
"'Tis a dangerous path to tread, to turn the powers of the foe upon them. That power that keeps your spear tip keen and your armor sure is the same that brings forth these abominations. I fear that the more we delve into that well, the greater the horrors we bring forth. This is not the gentle magic that our ancestors learned, but dangerous sorcery that it would be wise to diminish."
It is not the time to speak again of this plan of yours. Battle is at hand, and I would no more ask you to keep your incantations unsaid than I would lay down my spear. All that matters is that this day we are victorious. Should we fail, the anvil of Vol would fall to our foes. How then will your mages and priests armors for this war?
Kalador shook his head and took a deep breath. His blue robes fluttered in the wind as he stretched wide his arms. At the foot of the valley, the demons could be seen. A mass of riotous color in many sizes and forms. Creatures with blood-red skin advanced, bearing swords of gleaming bronze. Their commanders riding upon the back of brazen-horned beasts with bodies of metal and crimson flesh. Hounds the size of horses, with hides of red scales, bounded to the fore, baying and howling from mouths filled with fangs of iron. Loathsome slugs with frond-ringed faces slithered and lurched across the rocky ground, leaving burning trails of acidic slime. Cyclopean demons brandishing rusted blades advanced in long columns, leaking fluids from suppurating spores, innards bulging from rents in their bloated stomachs, the air seething thick with black flies whose buzzing merged with monotonous chanting. In contrast to the mournful carnival of decay, lithe demonettes with lobster claw hands and bird-like feet sprang sprightly across the rocks. Others of their kind rode upon sinuous bipedal mounts with long flicking tongues, while six-limbed beasts raced alongside, sharp claws clattering and clicking. Buzzing with magical power, smaller creatures cavorted and cartwheeled, their pink bodies constantly writhing and changing, sparks of energy flying from splayed fingers. Above them swooped and swerved menacing shapes with barbed lashes for tails, flat bodies edged with teeth and hooks, cutting the thick air with piercing screams. Against the chaotic mass, the elves seemed pitifully few. A knot of a few hundred warriors whose gleaming weapons were as a candle in an eternal night, pinpricks of light across the black slope. The light grew in strength, swimming around the warriors, forming in tendrils of energy that streamed from Kalidor's outstretched fingertips. The light turned to a white flame that formed a flickering ring around the elven host, the fires reaching higher and higher into a column that pierced the dark clouds above. Where the light struck, the storm clouds spun, whirling faster and faster, mixing with the swirling light to form a vortex of energy. Battle raged within the whirlwind. White clashed with color, light with darkness, sparks and forks of power coruscating across the surface as the vortex drew tighter and tighter, speeding until it was a blaze of power. The vortex collapsed, earthing itself through the body of Kalidor. The mage trembled, light shining through skin, burning from wide eyes, coils of shimmering magic streaming through gritted teeth, mane of white hair wild in the magical gale. All became still for a moment. The mage's trembling ceased, the air pregnant with expectation. Kalidor thrust forward his hands, the magic blazing from his palms. Spears of white fire screamed down the valley, turning and twisting about each other, spreading out into a sheet of blazing flame. The spell struck the foremost demons like a hurricane, hurling them through the air, their magical bodies disintegrating into shards of crystal and streamers of multicolored particles. Plaintive wails were torn from vanishing throats. And then silence fell. For a moment, the demons halted. Anarion and his followers glowered down at them, fists tight around their weapons, eyes narrowed. With a howl, the horde surged on again.
To me, princes of Ulthuan!
Anarion thrust his spear aloft, piercing the fume-filled air. In silvered line, the elven lords stood resolute against the encroaching darkness of the demon host. Smoke and mist were set awhirl by the thunderous flap of wings as the dragons descended from the thermals above. The largest of silver and blue hide landed in front of the Phoenix King, black claws sending splinters of rock cascading down the mountainside. The monstrous creature's long neck bent around and its azure eyes fell upon Anarion. Indrognir was his name, older even than the elves, the greatest creature to have ever flown the skies of Ulthuan. Its voice came as a rumble that stirred the hearts of the elves even as it shook the ground.
As we have fought to protect your lands, now we fight to protect mine. Take up your spear, King of the Elves, and test its sharpness against my claws and fangs. We shall see who claims the greater talent.
Anarion laughed, and he raced forward to pull himself up to the throne saddle upon the dragon's back.
Never could I best your ferocity, Indrognir. If I could wield a dozen spears, I would not match your might.
The two circled into the heavy skies to join other princes of the mountains riding upon the backs of dragons that dwelt in the caves under the volcanoes. Beneath them spread the demonic army, stretching along the Caithrin Gorge as far as the plains, thousands strong and advancing swiftly. Behind, the fumaroles and craters of the mountains steamed. The lands of Kalidor, named after the dragon tamer who ruled here. Far below, the mage unleashed another spell, bolts of blue lightning springing from his staff, crackling through the ranks of the enemy. Many princes brought forth bows forged beneath the mountains and set upon their strings shafts that glittered with magical light. They loosed their arrows upon the demons, the missiles arcing far into the valley to descend as thunderbolts that struck down a handful of demons with every shot. On came the demons still, filling the air with lewd threats and snarls of hatred. Indrognir circled slowly. Wing dipped as he took the Phoenix King down towards the gorge. The demons were no more than 50 paces from the thin line of elves. At the heart of the nobles of Ulthuan, Eoloran Anar stepped up, the banner of Anarion held in both hands. With a shout of Azurian's consecration that was lost on the wind, he planted the standard at his feet, the rock cracking under the golden haft. A dome of white light sprang forth from the flag bearer, enclosing the elven line. Where it touched the demons, they were hurled back, their unholy flesh set afire by its touch. Like rabid animals, the creatures of the Chaos Gods launched themselves at the barrier, driving themselves into the wall of magic, crumbling to ashes and dust as they did so. Anarion raised his spear to attract the attention of the other dragon riders. He plunged its point towards the rear of the demon army. The others waved lance and sword and spear in acknowledgement.
Dive, my friend, into their heart like a dagger!
Indrognir gave a bellow and folded his wings tight, stooping down towards the rocks. Around the pair, the princes of Kalador and their reptilian mounts descended with fierce battle cries and fearsome growls. The crest of Anarion's helm whistled in the wind, his hair and cloak streaming behind him. The Phoenix King gritted his teeth and gripped his spear tight as he felt the reverberations of Indrognir's massive heart thumping in the dragon's chest. Down and down they dived, the ground racing towards them. From out of the mass, the Phoenix King now spied individuals, many with faces upturned, glaring and snarling at their fast-approaching foe. Just as it seemed that monster and rider might be dashed against the black mountainside, Indrognir opened his wings. The two of them shot across the demon army, Indrognir's claws raking huge welts through their numbers, leaving dismembered and beheaded remains in his wake. Flipping a wing, the dragon turned sharply as Anarion dipped his spearhead towards the demons. Trailing a blaze of white, the weapon carved a furrow across the chests of a dozen foes, slicing them in twain. Dark red fire erupted from Indrognir's mouth, engulfing the demons in their hundreds. Anarion thrust and slashed without respite, every blow of his spear cutting down many foes. Indrognir landed, crushing more demons beneath his bulk. Anarion leapt from his saddle throne, pinning another demon beneath his spear tip as he landed on the floor of the rocky valley. Dragon and king fought side by side. Anarion's spear a white blur of destruction. Indrognir's fangs and claws rending and tearing all that came within reach, tail snapping and cracking behind. Around and about them, the dragon princes struck, every pass heralded by a rush of wind from beneath the dragon's wings and completed with a toss of bodies cast into the air. Higher up the slope, Kalador and Iolorin led the elven lords down into the melee, swords and spears flickering. As a fire burns across a piece of parchment, the line of elves surely advanced, leaving naught but the ruin of the demons behind. The slaughter went on from noon till the sun was low in the skies. Slaughter, for it could not be truly called battle. Outnumbered by hundreds of foes, the elves were relentless and unstoppable. Not a single one amongst their number fell to their enemies. As their numbers lessened, the demons' power waned and the chaotic storm abated. The clouds driven away, even as the army was beaten back. As the last rays of dusk cut across the dark mountains, the last of the demons crumbled and perished. Their spirits banished back to the immaterial realm from which they had sprung. At the center of the gorge, surrounded by piles of demonic corpses that bubbled and hissed and dissipated into fog, Anarion stood proud. Iolorin came up to him bearing the white banner. He handed the standard to his lord, who waved it high overhead to signal the victory. Songs of celebration rang down the valley, the clear voices of the elves giving word to the joy and relief in their hearts.